Hi there. Welcome to Living on Mission. This is a space where we can confidently talk about faith, food, and what it has to do with fulfilling our mission in Christ on this earth as we steward our bodies well. I am Rachel Mitchell, a certified nutrition coach who loves Jesus and loves helping other mamas connect with what God's word says about how we view our bodies and what we put in them. You'll find the sciencey stuff here as well as the real life, everyday honesty of living to steward our bodies well in the messiness of life. So here we go. Hello and welcome back to Living on Mission. I am so excited about this direction that God has me going. For the last few years, I have spent a lot of time kind of honestly just mixing up a lot of different messages that are very much part of my life, but God is just really, he continues to create in me this love for food combined with faith and what that has to do with the whole purpose behind this podcast, which is to live on mission for Christ. What is our mission? It is to know Christ and to make him known to the world around us, right? Every single day that we wake up, that we get to breathe another breath, that we get to get out of our bed, that we get to live the life that God has called us to is another day that we actually have the purpose and the mission of making Christ known before he either comes back or God calls us home. I do take that very seriously. And my life, oh my goodness, I look back at my life and see some crazy, crazy, amazing things that God has done. But he has definitely been leading me to this point to help you, my dear listener friend, to help you not only steward your body well, there's going to be lots of fun facts here and sciencey information and tips and practical tips and talk about macros. Oh my gosh, I'm in love with macros. And there's going to be all that stuff, but there's also going to be a lot of honestly just dealing with years and years of false information. You know, if you are my generation, I am 43 years old at the time of this podcast airing. I grew up in the 90s and the early 2000s, and we were just fed lie after lie after lie about what to do with our bodies. We fell into this trap of less is more. Or what, less food and more cardio and doing lots of HIIT and going on long runs. And all of these things are going to give you the body that you want. When in reality, that was never, ever God's plan for us. God created a perfect plan for the beautiful body that you now reside in. If you have any doubt about that, I want you to go and I want you to read the beginning of Genesis, Genesis 1 and 2. God so purposefully created your body. He goes on to talk about it in other books of the Bible about how you are fearfully, wonderfully made. He talks about how much he loves you. Obviously, he loves our soul. He sent Jesus to live and die for it. But he also talks a lot about the body that we live in, how we are to present it as a living sacrifice while we are here, holy and pleasing. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to do an episode on that verse because it is just one of my favorite verses ever. But God's word is filled. It is filled with facts and love and direction for our bodies, our temples, and what we are to do with them while we're here. And we know that when we steward our bodies well, so many other things just fall into place, like our sleep, our energy, our mental clarity, our sex drive with our husbands, our patience with our children, right? And so that's what a lot of this podcast is going to be about, because I am a mom. I'm a mom to two beautiful teenage boys. I run a business that I love. I have a husband of 20 years, that I love, and I want to be my best for him, but I also want to have the energy, and the confidence and the integrity, to go out and teach other women what God's word says, because I'm doing it myself, right? And I know that you want that too. So today, I really, really just want to share what my mission is with Living on Mission. And as I kind of make this transition, I've been talking about food. I've been talking about God. I've been talking about scripture and families and all that stuff. But I really want to dial it in now and just really look at food and fitness, and our purposes, fulfilling our purposes through a Christian worldview perspective. All right. And so, you know, like I said, I am 43 years old. And if you are part of my generation, you are really honestly my target audience. You are the woman that I'm speaking to, whether you're in your late 30s, early 40s, 50s, you know, we're kind of all part of that generation that grew up believing that we were supposed to eat less, 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 restrict, restrict, restrict. Now, let me say, let me back up. We were taught to have periods of time where we restrict, 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 we cardio, 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 so we could get to a goal weight, a goal, something in the mirror that we're looking for, and then go back to living the way that we were before, right? And so it's such an unhealthy mindset that we were fed as we were developing our mindset and our belief about our bodies in these very crucial years. You know, in the 1990s, I was going from 10 years old to 20 years old. In the early 2000s, I was finding a mate. I was finishing college. I was making career decisions. And all during that time, I just kind of carried this stress with me of, oh, my body's supposed to look a certain way. If it doesn't, if it shifts too much in one direction, then I have to fix it quickly. Like I have to fix it quickly, like fad diets. Like I can remember the cabbage soup diet. Oh my gosh, I love cabbage, but no, thank you. I remember my mom, this is not horrible, but I remember that when she wanted to drop a few pounds, she would either skip dinner or she would have every night for a week, she would eat a dinner of like Melba toast, tuna, and mustard. Okay. That's what she would eat every night. And while I like those things, 5 or 6 days in a row, no, thank you. Right. And so we were just taught all of these things that did not do anything, honestly, to contribute to the health our and the wellness of our bodies long term. And so my mission here, as I share this, as I come in every other week to drop an episode, into your inbox, is to help you really identify patterns of behavior that aren't healthy for you, that aren't actually going to help you live your best life. I don't care how much weight you have to lose. I don't care how far you have to go. I don't care how high your cholesterol is. I don't care if you're in perimenopause or menopause. There are some things that we are doing to our bodies or have done that are not helping us live our healthiest life. Okay. And I want to talk about that through talk about our bodies through God's eyes, through God's plan, right? I want to help you identify what his plan is for food from the very beginning. Listen, listen, we don't have to wonder what to eat. Like, I fully believe that with all of my heart. We don't have to wonder what to eat. We don't have to say, should I cut this food group or that food group out for the rest of my life? I don't believe that we should. Yes, I know there are medical circumstances where it's better to eat low carb, that type of thing. And I'm not speaking to that. This is not a medical podcast. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm taking this, I'm teaching you guys from what God has taught me from his word. And I know that not every single thing that I teach will apply to everyone, but for most of us, it will apply. Most of us are not struggling with extreme medical issues, right? And if you are, food could fix it. Food could fix it. You know, I listened to a woman who says, you know, if you fast, you know, she's like, you might want to talk to your medical doctor, or she says you can consult a great physician and he could heal you, right, through a fast. But it's kind of that mindset. Like if you're struggling with health issues, food could be the answer to your problems. Food could actually, losing weight could actually help you live better and get off of medicine and not have to be on a keto diet or things like that, right? So we're going to talk about God's plan for food and our bodies. A huge part of my mission is to help you stop circling mountains of self-defeat. And I don't even have to know you to know that when I say that, when it comes to food and fitness and your body, when I say it's time to stop circling mountains of self-defeat, you already know what mountains those are. Something probably pops into your head, into your mind, and you quickly identify, oh my gosh, I've been circling this mountain of self-defeat. Maybe it's yo-yo dieting. Maybe it's fad dieting. Maybe it is restricting and binging, and you're in this horrible cycle of okay, I'm on a diet and I'm going to eat 1200 calories. And then the next thing, like in 2 days, you find yourself just eating an entire tub of ice cream, right? There are reasons why we do that. There are reasons why you cannot consistently restrict calories at that level and sustain a healthy way of living. All right. Maybe your mountain of self-defeat is that You have disordered eating. You completely avoid certain types of food because they're viewed as bad. Or maybe you have disordered eating in that you have, you can't function in certain situations because there's certain food there, right? We're gonna just kind of dive into a lot of different topics around food and around fitness, but also it's more most importantly, we're gonna look at it from God's eyes, right? And speaking of some of these things, like I am so tired. Like I am so tired, and I've been guilty of this myself. I've been guilty of this myself. I'm not judging, but I think I'm just so tired of seeing women look for a quick fix. Like, and that was taught to us. That was absolutely taught to us. It was taught to us that if you are not at the weight that you want to be, do something extreme, do something outlandish, do something that is going to make you drop weight quickly, right? And that never works. But I'm so tired of seeing this on social media. Oh, I dropped 21 pounds in 21 days. Like, that is not healthy weight loss. Do not make that your goal. If you are trying to lose weight, 1 to 2 pounds, depending on how much weight you have to lose, 1 to 2 pounds a week is healthy weight loss. 21 pounds in 21 days or 21 pounds in 30 days, that is not healthy weight loss. I'm so tired of seeing women post about how they're drinking this drink and they haven't eaten all day and they're so proud of that and they're dropping weight. That is not God's plan for your body. That is not God's plan for your body. He created an abundance of wonderful nutrient dense, filling, satiating food that actually you can eat and still be at the weight that you want to be and still have the body that you want to have, right? Okay, so like it's just, and again, it's not young women. It's not young women doing this. It's women our age. It's women in their 30s and 40s and 50s who are posting and selling these kinds of things. And I just want this to be a place where we can identify the fact that that is not God's plan for your body. His plan is not for you to drop weight instantly, quickly, because it never stays off. I can't think of a single person who has had weight loss surgery or who has taken a patch or a pill or a drink to help them lose weight really quickly that actually kept it off in a healthy way. And so let's battle against that. Let's do battle against that. Let's dive into God's word and look and see that He says that He created every seed-bearing plant for us to be nutrients for our body, right? Psalm 104 verses 14 and 15 talks about how he gives grass to the cattle. He gives rain for the crops to cultivate so man can grow it and eat it. He makes wine to make human hearts glad, and he gives us bread to eat. Like, that is God's plan for us. It is to eat real food and in the proper portions so that we can actually feel good and be strong and thrive. Okay. So that is part of my mission. Another part is to really just educate you on what you should be eating when it comes to your body goals. Listen, I am 43 years old. I am getting in the best shape of my life that I have ever been. I am most certainly in perimenopause, not in menopause yet, but I'm headed that way. But my metabolism is the strongest that it has probably been since I was a teenager. And I've not done it from restricting. I've actually done it from eating more because I had to take time to heal my metabolism to make it work for me again. And the only way I was going to do that was to stop trying to eat 1300 calories and actually start eating more. As I did that, my body began to trust me again, right? And so, like, I really want to share with you what is working for me and what is working for so many of the women that I actually get to work with as a nutrition coach, as a macro coach. All right. If you want more details about that, I don't have any open groups right now, but I will have some opening very soon. I'll always talk about that on the podcast. If you want to join me, if you want to learn macros or learn nutrition and start working out, no matter what your age, that's what I do. And I love it. I love what I get to do. God has taught me so much. The last part of my mission is just that. To help you heal your metabolism as you age, to not continually say, "Oh, my metabolism doesn't work because I'm older, I'm getting older," or, "My hormones are just working against me." So often, yes, that may be part of your problem, but honestly, our hormones react to what we eat. And a lot of times, if we can change what we eat and what we put into our bodies and how we steward them, then a lot of that stuff just fixes itself. Okay. So, That's a lot of what we are going to be talking about. And I want to leave you with this verse. I want to leave you with this verse. First of all, let me ask you this. If you'll do me a favor, if you will go to my email that is in the show notes, or on Instagram, it doesn't matter. But if you'll go there and you'll actually tell me what you want to hear more of, if you are late 30s, 40s, early 50s, if you are in a stage of life where you just kind of like aren't sure what to do and you want some more information on what I know and what I have learned and what I'm continuing to learn, I'm always educating myself when it comes to nutrition and women's bodies, right? Again, I don't give medical advice. This is not medical advice. Okay, I'm not a doctor, but I am a certified nutrition coach, and I've learned so much, and I continue to learn so many things. And just as a generation, we are having this group of women who are rising up and saying, no more diets, no more fad diets, no more restricting. I want to eat food and I want to feel good and I want to be strong and I want to improve and heal my metabolism. And so that's what we're going to talk a lot about. But if there's anything that you have questions about, that you want to talk about, anything like that, would you just send me an email or send me a direct message on Instagram so that I can have that and catalog it and take it into account as I plan future episodes? I would really appreciate that. And also, if you have any friends, sisters, mamas, girlfriends, whatever, who are kind of going through this stage of life and really battling for their body, or even some of you are just battling with your body image. And listen, let me just say this so bluntly. If you don't love your body now, the way it is today, you're not going to love it when you drop 10 pounds. You're not going to drop love it when you drop 30 pounds. You're not going to love it when you get to your goal weight. Listen, God loves you just as you are. You are precious to him. He created you with so much purpose. And yes, some of us need to drop some weight to get healthier. Some of us need to heal our metabolism. Some of us need to build muscles so that we can be stronger and burn more fat and just honestly be healthier as we go into advancing years of age. But if you don't love it now, let's start there. Let's start praying about it there. Okay. Let's start with asking God to show us his great love for us and to help us to love our bodies enough to steward it well, not to steward it so that we love it, but to steward our bodies from a position of gratitude and thankfulness and love for the body that God gave us, because it's the only one you get. It's the only one you get. And so we're going to love it well. But I do want to end with Philippians 1, verse 6. I just love this verse. And it's one of those verses. Does God ever give you a verse and you just can't let it go? Like you just continue to stay stuck on it and you think about it all the time and you meditate on it and it just won't go away. I'm kind of there right now with Philippians 1:6 because, and maybe it's because I am aging. Maybe it is because I'm not a spring chicken anymore. And I really realize like, oh, I have, possibly, hopefully this many years left, but I want to do the best with the years that I have left. I want to do the best with what God has given me, with my family, with my business, with the friendships and the fellowship that he has given me. And Philippians 1:6 says that, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. And so if you are feeling stuck in your fitness, if you are feeling defeated in your nutrition, if you are feeling lost when it comes to a plan to actually help your body be its healthiest self, then you have come to the right place. I am so excited to share with you on this podcast, but I want to point you to God's word first. Before you listen to me, before you get started on a nutrition program or a workout plan, which I can definitely help you with, before any of that, go to God's word first. Open his word and start to read it. And start to read it from a perspective of, okay, God, what do you want me to do with my body? What is your perfect plan for my body? Because it's in there. It's in there. And I'm going to break it down and show it to you as we go through this. But I'm inviting you to join me for an honest discussion every other week. There will be facts. There will be facts that we arm ourselves with, but we are going to arm ourselves with God's word first and let our decisions and our actions flow from that. And I am so excited about it. If you're excited about it too, send me a message on Instagram. Share this episode, this podcast episode with friends. Tag me if you share it on social media. I always love that. And stay tuned. We're about to go deeper and have fun doing it and grow our faith as we walk with the Lord, as we steward our bodies. Until next time.